So I was hanging out with one of my girlfriends one night, and we were having a few glasses of wine. She had one too many, and she let on something that kind of changed my life. She was so drunk and admitted something she didn't want to tell me when she was sober. She said that she makes extra money online, and I immediately thought that she must be one of those OnlyFans girls or something. But I was wrong, and she said that she would only tell me if I promised not to tell anyone or judge her. And I was immediately confused. What the heck is she going to tell me? Because we were very, very open with each other. And she tells me that she met this guy online who pays her for something. And I thought, okay, like a sugar daddy. And she said no. And she said she was so embarrassed to tell me, but I think she was so drunk that I could have pulled it out of her so easily as I did. So she finally told me that she has a man online that he pays her to make movies, like videos of her 7-year-old daughter. And she said it was nothing crazy. It wasn't like kiddie porn or anything. She just said it was movies of her daughter playing, like in the backyard or in her bedroom. Just a little bit of posing, but it was all clothed and nothing harmless. Like she said, the videos could be posted on social media. They were so tame. And then she said that he had been asking for a while if she knew anyone with an even younger daughter, and she thought of me. Because I'm a mom of a daughter, which she's 4 years old now, my little Emmy. And she told me that if I was interested, that she'll give me his number, and kept saying that it was totally harmless. He never asked for anything more. He just likes looking at the videos and, just asked that they be in different outfits and, that it was easy money and he paid pretty nicely. So I took the number and honestly, I took it and I kind of thought to myself, I'm never actually going to do it. It just seemed weird. I mean, I know there were no videos of, her daughter naked or anything, but I don't know. I didn't know this man. But a couple weeks later, I had spoiled myself with an edible, and edibles make me feel really, really good. And so I was laying on my bed. I guess I was feeling a little horny, thinking about masturbating, but oddly, I found myself thinking about the guy online. And, I don't know, there was something, I don't know, that went through my mind in my high state. Him coming up in my mind when I was horny. And I guess it did seem exciting. I kept thinking, and I thought the night that my friend told me about this guy, I kept thinking, obviously, he's a pedophile, right? I mean, what else would he be doing with these pictures or these videos? I don't know, there was something like exciting about that. Not thinking about Emmy being the reason some guy jerks off. I guess I was just attracted to him, like what made him do this? So I said, fuck it. And I texted him. And I introduced myself as Karen's friend, and he texts me back and tells me to call him, that it was better to talk, safer, not to have a text about this. And I didn't expect to talk to him. It felt even more real that I would be on the phone with him. And to be honest, something like turned me on a little. You know, him saying that we had to talk about it and not text it. You know, the wrongness of it. And admittedly, I've always been attracted to danger, I guess, if you will. Just excitement. You know, like I had an ex-boyfriend. I liked him to really like choke me hard to the point where I almost passed out. That kind of danger. I don't know. There was just something about living on the edge that kind of just really drove me wild. So I was very excited. And we got on the phone. I loved his voice. He seemed totally different than what I had in my mind. I had in my mind it was this nasty old pervert that, I don't know, spoke really creepy or something, but this was not him. He was lovely. He was so sweet. And, you know, we started talking about the offer with the videos, and he said it almost too many times. He kept telling me that, you know, if we were to proceed with the videos, that it's all at my comfort level. Like, I chose the clothing, I chose the setting, you know, he wouldn't be telling me what to do hardly at all. And he was just so sweet. And he just, you know, never or continuously talked about my comfort level, and I felt good. And so I agreed. It was something about talking to him and how polite he was. And he was very excited, I could tell. And he shyly asked for one picture of Emmy while we were on the phone. And, you know, I said, sure, like, I can find a picture. So, you know, I flipped through my phone library, and there was a voice in my head that said, what the fuck are you doing? You're obviously sending a picture to this guy that obviously is a pedophile, and you're sending him a picture of your daughter. But I thought, you know, it's just an innocent picture that's on my phone. There's nothing wrong with that. So, you know, I finally did it. I pulled up a picture of Emmy. You know, in this picture, it was actually last year, and she was 3 years old then. But, you know, she just turned 4, so it wasn't too old. And I just found this one that jumped out at me. One where I thought she looked particularly cute, because for some crazy reason, I wanted this man to know she was cute as well. So anyways, it was a picture while we're at the beach, and it was one evening, and little Emmy, she's wearing this cute little summer dress, this cute little blue dress with white shorts underneath, nothing crazy. And she looks so sweet and innocent. She's kneeling on the sand, playing, making a sandcastle, and looking up at me and the camera shyly. And so I panicked a little, but I sent it, and my heart was racing. And I could almost hear his smile. I could tell when he received it. And that made me feel so good. I don't know. And I know it sounds crazy, but I wanted this man to think my daughter was cute. It's really weird and fucked up, but, you know. So anyways, he, you know, we settled on a plan, and he said that he'll Venmo me money every time I send a video, and said that he'd like to video chat eventually. And I also thought it was interesting because I figured this man was, you know, I don't know where. I didn't think he'd be local, but when he called me, I noticed that his area code was, you know, mine. So I knew it was local. So I thought it was interesting that he still wanted to do things, you know, electronically, which honestly, like, made me feel a little bit more safer. Because if some man was insisting he come over and meet my daughter and I didn't even know him, like, I'd say no. But yeah, so the next day, I told Emmy after her preschool day that she had a new job, that she was going to help mommy. And all she had to do was let me take videos of her. And she was so excited. She was like, I already do that, mommy. And I said, I know, but, you know, this is your new job. And we made movies. I mean, one day I pretty much spent the whole afternoon and evening just filming her. And I enjoyed it. I don't know. It was like I was looking at Emmy through different eyes, you know? Like as I was following her around our apartment, I was imagining, you know, this man looking at her. And it was just exciting and enjoyable. So anyways, that night I sent him over the first few movies, and all those movies put together were 2 hours long. But Emmy did so good. She even, you know, said hi to him, and he didn't ask for that, but I included that. Little Emmy said hi, Ron, on her first video, and I filmed her giving a tour of our small apartment and her bedroom, her playing with toys, and I put her in all kinds of different outfits. And he said he loved them. And I was thrilled. And then he paid me $50. So I made more. And each time I enjoyed doing it more and more. And I kind of taught her how to, I guess, work the camera more and more. It was still innocent, but yeah, I mean, you kind of learn that when you get to be like a preteen and a tween, like becoming aware of your body. And I kind of just taught Emmy that at her 4-year-old stage. It was so cute because it's like her trying to be sexy, but she's 4. So it was really cute. And, you know, I kept sending these videos to him, and he was happy every single time. And I kept pushing the envelope just a little bit more and more. I would give him like subtle panty shots. Like if Emmy was wearing a dress, I would make sure that, you know, if she was playing on the ground with her legs open, I made sure to get that in shot. Or when I would put her in leggings, I'd make sure to pull them up her waist so that she had, you know, just a little innocent camel toe. I mean, yeah, I wanted Ron to perv out on my daughter. I know that sounds really crazy, but I mean, there was nothing that you don't see, you know, when you see kids out in public. It was all innocent. But eventually, it was my idea. I told him that we should finally video chat. And let me tell you, I was so excited to see him. So the first time we video chatted, it was just me and him just talking. And he didn't push for Emmy to join in. He wanted to take it slow. And that made me feel really good. So it was just me and him talking. And he was, again, just so sweet. Such a gentleman. Like the complete opposite of what you would think of a man who's asking for videos of your 4-year-old daughter. But then on our second video chat, I didn't waste any time. I started the video chat with Emmy right beside me. And let me tell you, she was so excited to meet Ron. It was like this, you know, imaginary person became real to her. And she sat in my lap as we talk. And God, he was even sweeter to her. She loved it as well. And yeah, so, you know, the next couple times, I still send videos, but we would kind of go back and forth between videos and video chats, you know, like live videos. And honestly, it was in my mind, like, I wanted to step it up and go deeper. I wanted to, and I could tell he did too, maybe, but I definitely wanted us to just, I don't know, go deeper. I don't know, it just felt right to have him interact with me and my daughter. So I offered him to come over to me and Emmy's home next time. And he was hesitant, but, you know, I don't think he thought I would ever say it, honestly. Like, I'm wondering if any of these moms he's ever paid has ever done this, but I don't know, it just all seemed right to me, and he had earned my trust, and he shyly said yes. It was adorable. So I was so excited to meet him. He knocked on the door, and it just felt so natural. I hugged him right away, gave him a peck on the cheek, and I was just so thrilled to meet him. I wanted him, you know, in my home around me and Emmy. So I had Emmy dressed in a little t-shirt and pink leggings that night, and I made dinner, and we all ate together. Emmy fell in love with him. She loved his attention. And so we decided that we would have kind of like a movie moment in person, like super live movie. So, you know, I just had Emmy play in the living room on the floor with me and Ron on the couch. You know, we had her give a tour of the apartments. Things like that. It was nice, you know, but I had Ron over more and more, like once a week, and it turned to a couple nights a week. And every time I dressed Emmy in different clothes, you know, shorts, dresses, skirts, summer dresses. And honestly, I started dressing her less and less. And nothing crazy. But I don't know, like I would choose like shirts that were too tight for her, you know, that should have been donated. Ones that showed her little belly. Stuff like that. Or leggings that were definitely too tight for her. And, you know, it just started getting less and less. And also during this time, Ron and I started sleeping together once Emmy was in bed. And most nights I would just suck him off. But sometimes he would eat me out, and it was like, oh my God, the best I've ever had in my life. But more than anything, I had developed this need to please Ron. I wanted to please him, do anything to make him happy. It just became like my main focus. And so the next time he came over, I thought, you know, this should make him happy. Bringing Emmy out topless. And she had on her leggings, but she was completely topless. And he was shocked, but I just did it. And I could tell he loved it. He got really quiet, you know. And like for Emmy, it was nothing too, because I mean, she's 4 years old. She doesn't know. I mean, she's got no tits there. So it's not like a big deal. But then the next time, I put her in shorts and no top. And then eventually, I brought her out with just panties and no top. Each time, shocking Ron more and more. Because he never asked me to do any of this. Like I said, I wanted to please him. And like, I wanted to tease him with Emmy. And so, I don't know, I just wanted more and more. And, you know, the night that I first had her in just panties, when I was sucking his cock later that night, I started teasing him about her. Like, I would just, like, in the middle of sucking him, I'd pull up and say, "Did you like seeing her little camel toe just in panties?" And he'd fuck my mouth even harder. It was so fucking hot. And so I wanted to please him more. And so the next time, I brought her out completely nude. And I had prepped Emmy for this. I knew she would be kind of weird about it. But, you know, I just told her it was a game or whatever. And she came out completely naked. And the look on Ron's face, oh my God. And he just watched her so intently. Like, it turned me on. I was so incredibly wet the whole time. Watching him watch her, it was incredible. And then the next time, after a few times of watching him watch her naked, I told Ron, well, I encouraged him to take his cock out in front of Emmy and stroke to her. He was so reluctant, but I kind of figured Ron out. He just needed a little nudging. And so right in front of him, I told Emmy that, you know, what Ron was going to do. And when men, you know, touch their pee-pees, it meant they thought that she was so, so pretty, like prettier than a princess. And she loved to hear that. And so Ron took his cock out and started stroking in front of her. And I figured this was as good as time as any to really teach her how to pose for him. I taught her, you know, how to bend over. Like, I called it like a little kitty cat, you know, how to wag her tail like a dog, you know, but she would be wagging her little ass at Ron. I taught her how to lay down like she was going to have a baby like mommies do. And Ron, I loved watching him watch her. It was so hot. And then eventually, I got naked too. Because I wanted to show her what daddies like to look at. How pretty girls make daddies shoot cum. And I showed her how to spread her legs and how to open her lips. Because I could tell every time she spread her legs, he wanted more. And so the first time, she was really shy about it because she knew that's where pee comes from. And I taught her, you know, that it's a private area. But I told her that daddies, like Daddy Ron, they want to see the inside, that little hole. And she did it. She learned how to open herself and spread herself around. And I would spread for her. I'd turn her over and spread her little tiny ass cheeks, showing off her little asshole. And it was so adorable. She loved being able to make him come because I had taught her that pretty girls make daddies come. And she loved Ron so much that she just wanted to make him happy. So eventually, I I showed her how to touch his cock. And I could tell that Ron was, again, very reluctant, but I was persistent and I was patient. And because I had spent night after night, you know, just watching my little 4-year-old daughter spread her little cunny for Daddy Ron. And yeah, it was hot. It was super hot, but I kind of wanted more. So I thought it would be harmless for her to just like touch it. Because honestly, little Emmy, she was curious about that thing. So it didn't take much coaxing to get her to touch it. It was so hot because the first time her tiny little hands touched his hard cock, he just instantly, it scared her. She jumped, but she was so proud that she did it. It was like she was even more proud because she knew that she touched it and it made him come. And it made me come so hard with him later, thinking about that moment. And then, you know, the next time I taught her, little Emmy, how to taste Ron's cock. And again, I didn't think there was anything that bad about it. I mean, her just taking the tip of her tongue and putting it on his cock head. And it was super hot. I'm surprised he didn't immediately come from that. And then the next night, I had her lick. Because, you see, that was the key to Ron. I didn't want to run too fast with him. I didn't want to scare him away. So I just made little baby steps. And so we just kept going deeper and deeper. Eventually, having little Emmy suck his cock, which let me tell you, her little 4-year-old mouth could barely fit him inside of her. So I knew that this was going to be something I had to talk her into because she didn't mind touching and tasting and licking. So I told her it was so important to make Daddy Ron happy that we had to do anything for daddies that we liked. And she didn't love any of these games anymore. I mean, like after the first time that she put her little mouth around his cock, the next time he tried to deep throat her, going deeper, which really wasn't that deep because her mouth was so fucking tiny. I mean, 4-year-old mouth. And she cried and whined and neither of us cared. And what was interesting is Ron told me later that night while I was sucking his cock, he told me that if we kept going like we were, that he was probably going to rape her and that they should stop going any further. And let me tell you, hearing that word, hearing Ron say that if we didn't stop, he would rape my 4-year-old daughter, just made me want to go deeper. I mean, that drove me crazy. That was what I wanted. I mean, this was my goal. It was. Ron didn't know that because I was taking baby steps, but I wanted him to rape her. So I kept making baby steps. And I told Ron, I said, don't worry, don't worry. We'll just keep going. It's too fun. And so next time, I made Emmy lick Ron's cum off his chest. He had deep-throated her again, and he was jerking off afterwards, jerking her little 4-year-old saliva onto his cock. And he came all over his chest, and she licked it up. And she fucking hated it. And we loved it. I mean, I loved it for sure. And I know Ron did too. Watching her lick has come up. And then the next time, he came all over her naked little body. And still, I made her eat it up. Because I said, good girls, clean up daddy's messes. And she begged me, I don't want to taste his cum, mommy. And I forced her. I took her little hand and forced it in her mouth. And I could tell Ren loved that. And I don't know, something inside of me just knew what to do to keep going deeper. I turned into like this filthy, filthy fucking pervert because he would deep throat her and I would call him a kitty fucker. And that turned me on and turned him on. I called him and myself. I would tell him my pedo pussy wants him to rape my daughter. And he would just come all over the place hearing me say that. And every time I talked nasty to him, talking about molesting and rape and child porn and child sex and rape, he would just turn animalistic, and I fucking loved it. I wanted every bit of his animalistic side. I wanted it for me, and I wanted it for Emmy. I wanted to see Ron lose control on my tiny little four-year-old that was like a quarter of his size. And I started touching myself, like, in front of Ron and Emmy. I hadn't done this before. Usually I was just coaching. And he would just, we'd use her a little bit, you know, just using her mouth, whatever. And he'd be jerking off over her face. And I'd be on the floor next to him, rubbing myself, telling him that I was such a bad mommy. That I was a mommy with a soaking wet pedo cunt. And that he better spray my little rape meat with his pedo cum. And he'd just come all over Emmy every time. Us feeding her his cum. He'd come all over me, come all over my pedo cunt, and make Emmy lick it off. She hated that, but we loved it. And we just kept fucking going until it finally happened. It finally happened when I had my fingers deep inside my pedo cunt. And Ron was molesting little Emmy's tiny little pussy as she just cried and whined. And we were getting off on being such sick perverts. And I looked at him and I said, stop fucking around, Ron. Rape my daughter in front of me. Let me help you rape my four-year-old daughter, please. I was begging him. Please just fucking rape my daughter already. I'm tired of waiting. And what he did is he'd sat on the couch and he said, bring your daughter to me, you pedo whore. So I lifted her up, put my mouth over Emmy's mouth, and guided her onto Ron's cock, forcing it inside. It felt and it looked like he was splitting my little daughter open, tearing into her little four-year-old cunt. And I loved every second of it. I held her little legs down as he bounced her up and down. I held my one hand on her mouth to keep her from not being too loud. As he raped my daughter, bouncing her up and down like she was just a fucking cock sleeve. And I told him, I said, my daughter, this little four-year-old slut is a fucking cock sleeve. She's a rape toy. And I'll use her as a little filthy pedo, little princess she is, and come inside that abused little four-year-old cunt. And he did. And we continued doing this. Well, we still do it. Ron's actually moved in to my house. And I guess she could say we're a little family.